A practicing Catholic liberal and a Jew, both successful media personalities who both value career and killing it and also the family, walk into a bar that is Harrison Butker's commencement speech. Everybody, welcome my fave, Sunny Abada. She is the host of We Gotta Talk. Super accomplished, like I said, news personality, media personality, mom of three, outspoken liberal, and a little walking jack of all trades in and of herself, being a, like I said, a practicing Catholic who has liberal values, who values her motherhood. So, Sunny, this is obviously the topic that just keeps on giving, and it's really triggering people and hitting a nerve. And I know
It's
you
like,
got a lot to say about it, girl.
have so many thoughts. Hearing you list all of those things, it's funny that the world tells you you like cannot be all of that. We are in such
Right?
a like a world these days where you have to completely abide by a party line or a sort of belief system where you can only do these bullet points and you can't exist outside of that box. And so I think that's what we're running up against with the speech is that like, either it's on one side and it's he's the worst person in the world, or on the other side, and this is the most evangelical, perfect, holy thing I've ever
Yep.
heard. And the as we know, Taylor, the world lives in the middle, usually, like we do. And
And
yeah, can't wait to talk.
isn't that sad? I mean, I thought it even as I was saying it in and of itself that it's such an oxymoron that you would be a practicing Catholic and also a liberal with those with some not
Right.
extreme woke, which I know you have a problem with, values. And it's so sad, and it's what I'm all about, which is being more things than one, which our society breaks its brain over the idea of being more things than one, right? But and especially as women, which we're going to talk
Right.
about, which is my calling up in his pitch. But speaking of being in boxes, right? The first thing I kind of want to tackle with you today is the fact that in my mind, look, this is a guy who obviously has extreme, conservative Catholic biblical viewpoints and values, which is how a lot of people in this country think. So in this commencement speech, a lot of it to me is very extreme. He's not only talking about women and their
Right.
calling, which we're going to get to, but he also tackles things like IVF and how pride is the deadly sin and surrogacy and how women have been told all of these diabolical lies, insinuating these are all wrong and immoral and sinful, right? Which in my mind is extreme, and it's the extreme opposite to the extreme woke. So
Right.
being a practicing Catholic who is liberal, take it away, Sonny.
Okay, so I feel like every religion has its set of nuances. So I want to kind of set the stage for what I perceive to be him, his position based on what he said and where I am. Because, like any religion, our beliefs exist sort of on a spectrum. And there are people, there are Catholics who are super by the book, by the doctrine, by the both Old and New Testament. They are believing the literal word of God, etc. And there are people like cafeteria Catholics, which is what I am. I'm a pro-choice Catholic, which I couldn't speak about for years, having worked in traditional media. I consider myself a very classical liberal person. I believe in the rights of people to exist and love and marry who they want to. And I have been able to still live under the Catholic umbrella, maybe because I am technically breaking doctrine, but also, and maybe more importantly, because I believe that within every religious system, we have to start giving flexibility to people's belief systems, and not just because we're trying to modernize the religion, which is something that people really, really look down upon who are super traditional or super conservative in their beliefs. But there needs to be an element of compassion and empathy and understanding that I just personally don't believe the strictest version of Catholicism allows for. And in this speech, he's talking about like the traditional Latin mass. Like, if you're a Catholic, you know what that is. It is a man speaking in Latin on if for an hour to an hour and a half, and you have no idea what's being said, and you just go along. Like, Catholicism is a very dogmatic sort of ritualistic, like a mass is you do the same thing at the same time, you say the same thing. The homily is the only thing that changes. It's like the cream in the Oreo. Everything else is the same. So he, to me, seems like a super, super, super conservative Catholic. He even referenced like Benedictine being the only true Catholic college. I'm married to a guy who went to Notre Dame. They're technically a Catholic college, but they're obviously too liberal for him. So yeah, I just want to set the stage because like people hear Catholic, it gets a bad name because there are a lot of really really ultra sort of conservative people who are part of it, just like any religion. And I sort of consider myself to be more of the cafeteria Catholic version of it.
Right. And you find yourself again, and I talked about this in my episode about this yesterday, but where most common sense thinking people, regardless of religious beliefs, lie. And that's where, I'm a new resident in the Bible Belt. So for me, the extreme views, again, it's like we're still doing this of, homosexuality is a sin. Oh, the egg and the sperm have to meet IVF, through a man and a woman, through holy matrimony and surrogacy and IVF is bad. It's like we're really doing this. So again, that's where, and again, free speech is free speech, right? So I said this yesterday. It's like this is the guy's opinion and this reflects how people in this country do think. But for me, again, it's one counterculture extreme swinging from the other.
I kind of went on a little bit of a rant on my Instagram stories yesterday about this because, like you said at the beginning, multiple things can exist. So the backlash in particular to him saying that his wife's highest calling was a mom and a wife, it just really doesn't offend me. I was kind of confused as to why it is a really polarizing thing to admit the fact that there are some women whose greatest calling, whose truest form of alignment on this planet is being a mother. Now, was that my, I wanted to be a mom, but I wasn't chasing it down since I was 18 years old. I had a thriving career, my own home, my own healthcare, like everything before I met my husband. And I said yesterday on my stories, I just don't, what I don't like about this backlash to it, and let's be honest, the backlash came from all of the liberal outlets out there. There were a couple of things that were missing. Number one, the context. He is an extremely traditional Catholic man speaking at an extremely traditional Catholic
That's what I
university.
said.
Are you
That's
going to tell it?
what
Yeah. I mean, like, are we going to say this about
Yes.
another religion? Like, would we deny anyone of any other religious belief system the ability to go into a protected space within their own belief system and preach or talk? No. And his sin is that he's a good-looking white man right now, and people hate white men right now. That's his greatest sin, is that he is saying bad things being a white man. Like, I kind of am like, dude, have fun with this. I mean, he walked right into it, but you have to consider the context. He said this speech to uproarious applause. This wasn't, he wasn't getting
Wow.
eggs thrown at him and getting people booing him. The people liked what he said. Now, would I be there standing on my feet on a, with a standing ovation, hearing some of the things he said? Probably not. But I also believe that there can be people in the world who can believe what he's saying. We're not talking an extreme religious belief here. Now, I'm going to kind of leave the LGBTQ stuff to the side. I'm speaking specifically to
About women.
the women issue, like the issue about women finding fulfillment in marriage and motherhood. That's okay with me. That is okay. I know these women, I'm sure you do too, that have longed for motherhood since a young age. They knew, I want to be a mom when I grow up. I want to be a
Sure.
wife. I can't. That wasn't me, but I love a world where
Right.
that woman can exist. Go do that. Find your man. I love that for you. I didn't love it for me, but go have fun.
Have fun with that.
Have
Have
at it.
fun with that. So let's pivot to that because this, again, for me, a lot of it comes down to I love how you brought up freedom of religious practice. I talked about that yesterday and freedom of choice. And it is, I will say, like to put a button on, you talk about a lot of these liberal mainstream outlets. Like, again, do you have freedom of speech or not? Do you have freedom of religion or not? Like, you do or you don't. And I personally, again, I don't agree with this guy. I don't agree with these ideologies, but I love that we're in a thriving democracy and a free land where people can do this. And ironically, these liberal outlets forget this. Like, I would rather be in a melting pot of all these different practices and ideas. And it's like, you're exactly right. They go in on this and like bash this. And yet, like I talked yesterday about a USA Today piece, a sports writer who completely railed in on this. And when, especially when it comes to religion, it's like, okay, it just, you have to look at these people, even the writers and the outlets, like they have a slant and a narrative and where they're coming from. It reminds me just to again, button the religious freedom thing, like the Teen Vogue editor who writes like a glowing profile of Ilhan Omar's, our Congress's biggest out anti-Semitic's daughter for protesting at getting arrested at Columbia, the whole thing, right? But they get a glowing review and yet bash stuff like this. So again, it's like freedom of religion or not, like pick one. But when you talk about choice, okay, So this is what you were getting at too. It's the idea that I'm in the same boat as you, that we shouldn't undervalue women who do choose motherhood and marriage and all that as their
Right.
highest calling. Again, in my mind, it's a very kind of puritanical, biblical. It's the connection with you and the big guy, right? Like we shouldn't undervalue that. And some would argue, like, in because nor do I think obviously that we should undervalue all of the hard work and struggle and fight that women have had for their livelihoods and passions and careers, right? But it's gone so far that way that now maybe we do hate on women who choose being homemakers. Again,
We
I would
do.
never last a day in that
Yeah.
life. I personally, and I'll get to this, find a bigger for me, have a different purpose that drives me. But what do you think about that, right? Undervaluing people who choose that.
I will tell you, this is a fact. I had a child, I had a wonderful career in TV news and traditional media. I was an anchor, I was a reporter, I was covering some of the biggest stories that were nationwide news. I had a very wonderful team. I love the people I work with. The moment I became a mother and I had to take time away to go pump, I remember one specific instance where I had to pump in the middle of breaking news. We were waiting for a verdict to come down in the George Zimmerman case. And I got an earful from a male producer about having to leave set when my breasts were literally ready to explode. And you do get looked down on as a mom these days. And it's unfortunate. And
Right.
the one form of discrimination that is still somehow okay in our world is misogyny. And it is evident. And I'm not a woman who's out there claiming that the world is out to get her. We have made incredible strides. I am so grateful for the feminist movement. I think priorities have shifted since that original movement. I'm grateful for the work they did and the foundation they laid for me to be able to pursue my career. So I think it's important to say that. However, there is still very much a bias against motherhood. And that's why when someone gets up on stage and said, "Hey, it's actually a good thing to be a mom," I'm kind of like, "Yeah, because you know what? I'm just as smart. I'm just as driven. I'm probably better at my job. It unlocked a whole new level of multitasking for me." And so I guess I was reacting yesterday to this concept that as soon as the word mother is thrown in, you're automatically looked at as someone who's unambitious, incapable, so concerned, so brooding at home with your babies that you're incapable of existing in the professional world. So sometimes it feels good to have someone say, "You know what? Moms are important." And Taylor, if that were the last thing I did, if someone removed everything else from my life except my children and my husband, I would still be doing just as important work as I consider myself to be doing professionally. Like, I do hate when people dog on, and it always tends to come from a more liberal perspective. It's looked down on these women who aspire to, who call it a vocation, which I think is a word he used
Yeah,
yesterday.
he did, yeah.
It's unfortunate, really, because not only can you coexist someone like me and have both a thriving professional and personal life, but even if that were the last thing I did, it would still be worthy work. And there is something to be said. We can go on all day, and I am grateful for this world we live in where there are so many options, but no one can deny the power of a solid family foundation. Someone to be raised in the loving arms of a two-parent family, that's a good thing. I know that sounds crazy. We're supposed to say it's better to be, it is easier. And I will tell you this as a person very close to many single parents and as a married person, it's okay to do normal things. It's okay to grow up and have a couple of kids and just get back.
Sure.
Like, you don't have to exist outside of that. And I guess I was just sort of reacting to that because I've experienced not only discrimination because I became a mother and I was looked at by one particular person, at least, as a completely different employee, but also because I think it's important to hold space for the women who want that, assuming they're not hurting anyone else and trampling
Sure.
on anyone else's rights. It's a worthy vocation. If that's your jam, go do it. Go do it.
Your story about the pumping thing really strikes a chord because for me, again, it's about empowering women to
Right.
be all things and the multifaceted powerhouses that we are. Like, my ultimate fantasy is to have it all. And I've always said that from the beginning. And that's what we're going to get to the last, like, juicy part of this is what do women want and the innate part of all of this. But, like, for me, I'm so inspired by the women who overcome obstacles and do have it all and achieve, like, their highest dreams and goals. And I just recently watched a documentary on Bethany Hamilton, the woman
Oh.
who, the soul surfer, right, who infamously had her, she's a surfer, pro surfer, who had in a shark attack, her arm bit off. And despite that challenge, she went on to compete and still thrive and, overcome that huge obstacle. And she went on to, like, unexpectedly have a child. And there's a scene, and it moved me so much, where this woman literally has one arm, is like training like she's Hulk Hogan, is out
Oh my
on the
gosh.
ocean, about to tackle like the most insurmountable wave, and in between she's breastfeeding on the boat. Like, I just was
Me
like,
the
that is
chills.
fucking
It
gold.
gives me the chills. You know what? And like that is what it comes back to, is an appreciation for women and the how the divine femininity and the actual power we have. And I know you talk about this on your podcast a lot, which I love, this intrinsic power we have to be the carers, the nurturers, beautiful, draw people in with our charm and our be like, I love that women can exist in a multifaceted way. And it just, you know, and to ignore that motherhood is a part of that is just willfully ignorant. To go on and say like our society can exist fine without, I don't think that's true. I don't think our society as we know it can exist without good mothers. And I will go on
That's a
record
really
saying
good
that that
point.
is, I think a good woman, a good mother is the foundation of a successful society. The foundation on top of like on top of which our children grow, the morals, the values, the things we teach them, that starts somewhere. And I think it's really disingenuous when we say, yes, I'm so proud of what I accomplished outside of the home. And I will tell my daughters, you better believe you have to have your own. I say this all the time, your own. Your own job, your own healthcare, your own home. If you check those boxes, you get my blessing to get married, even my son. But yeah, I mean, I want to hold the broader definition of femininity as something that allows room for people who choose that. There is
That's
nothing wrong
great.
with the woman who chooses that.
So here, Sunny, is where it gets a little murky, though. This is the last cut. This is where it gets juicy.
Ooh, nervous. Okay, go
Because
on.
this is where the nuance that people are overlooking, right, in what he said, and why I think it's striking such a nerve. And I love what you said, by the way. Before we hopped on, Sunny was like being liberal. She's like, it's just, why do they gotta shit on mothers? Like, these are my people. Like, this is the shit that drives me crazy, right? Which I
Yeah,
love.
it's crazy.
But this is where I can see, when you really read between the lines of what he's saying, where I ain't up on the stitch of what he's saying. So here's the thing, is that if you really look at it, he's insinuating, he's not just saying, look, there's nothing wrong with choosing to be a mother and wife, and that's your highest calling. The problem that I have with it, and that I think people who look at this closely have with this, is that he insinuates that this is what most women not only do, but should want. So I'm going to read exact quotes. He says, some of you women may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. And he says, I think it is you women who have had the most diabolical lies told about you, thinking about all of the promotions and titles you're going to get in your career, right? So
Yeah, he had no call
obviously,
to action for men. Did you notice that? He wasn't asking men to sacrifice. He was just saying, listen, ladies, have a bunch of, yeah. So I get that.
yes, and that's something, of course, at large, that we're always dictating a woman's role, what they should do, how should they be. Like, where's this convo about men? Like, I'm seeing tumbleweed, right? But this idea of, like, ladies, I would venture out to guess that this is actually what most of you do and should want. Now, this is where, because you talk about the idea of being a career woman and also want having the lived out, not just the fantasy, but living out, want, having a family and those, those traditional sort of values. Now, I know a lot of, and I'm sure you do too, I know a lot of high-powered business, entrepreneurial, kick-ass women who would abandon that career if it meant giving them this dream of a family. Me, I'm not in that boat personally, but I could understand that. Then on the other end of it, though, let's be real. You have the whole thing of a lot. How many women do we know who are stay-at-home moms who have made this their lives and are absolutely stir crazy, miserable, looking for purpose? Like, there's desperate housewives, right?
Yeah, that's a
So,
term for a reason. Yes.
So, Sunny, is I understand that it's an innate thing in women, of course. Again, being someone who has this fantasy of my own and who does have that as a priority of something that I want down the line. And I always even say, I can't wait to be pregnant. I think that I'm absolutely going to love that experience. I always say that. And it's something that I really do prioritize of having experienced in this lifetime. Like, I will not be okay if I don't experience that. But do you think that it's what most women want deep down?
You know, it is impossible to answer. I think it is okay if you want it, and I think it's okay if you don't want it. I do want to go on record and say I feel like I need to be explicit about this. Like I said at the beginning, the version of Harrison Butker's Catholicism is not the doctrine or the word or the world that I live by. And I do strongly condemn the things that he said about IVF. The Pride Months, like this is not, like I said, I just want to be clear about that because I know people are going to listen to this and say, listen to that turbo conservative, as if it's even bad to be conservative, but whatever. I mean, whatever. But I want to be clear because when we talk about what women want or what he said that was right and wrong, there's so many versions of people's reality. And this is the experience that I know, having had children and still remaining friends with a lot of people who live their lives differently. The world I wake up to is vastly different from the world that everyone else wakes. We are in our own unique realities. The important thing is to meet people where they're at, to like, if you feel strongly that someone should not be saying the things he's saying, then you should. I promise you, the people that were at that college were probably mostly okay with a lot of this. You know, and I say it with an eye roll
That's
as a
what I said.
Catholic.
Like,
I
let's take
mean,
it right
let's
for what
take it,
it
let's consider the context.
is.
And so women can and should want whatever version of their lives most fits them. I will say this, you can have it all as a woman. You cannot have it all at once. You cannot have a thriving travel career and a thriving family. I'm sorry to say it. No one told me. I wish someone told me. Like, there's a buffet of misconception that's kind of been laid before us as I'm an elder millennial. I'm like the borderline between Gen X and millennial. I'm a 1981 baby. And I wish someone would have told me, Sunny, you can have the job, the great job, and the great family, but you cannot have them at once. And so anytime I have the opportunity to say that, I try to. It can be wonderful. It just can't be 100% on both. So I feel like don't drive yourself into the ground feeling like you can have it all at once if you're a woman, because that's adding undue pressure on a completely impossible scenario. But what he got totally wrong, Taylor, and was the tone of his speech. It's exactly what you sort of zeroed in on, was not necessarily the acknowledgement that women can want motherhood or whatever, but the way that he said it in a way to make it seem like that was the only thing that women should have. It also, because he didn't call on men to change anything in their lives. If you're calling on a woman to give up her body, her life, her time, her career potential, you better be showing up as a man beyond what he called traditional masculine. Like, you better be showing up in a big way because our sacrifice is tremendous as women and mothers. And I also don't agree with, like I said, the version of Catholicism that he is out there sort of preaching and discussing. I mean, he was saying like, you can't be both Catholic and pro-choice. Yes, you can. Hello. There are many of us. God is particular about the way he wants to be worshiped. Not my God. My God shows up in small daily acts of service and love. So I just want to make clear that this is a different. This is like going the most, one of the more extreme versions of my religion. So when people hear this, like, this isn't what most Catholics, I promise you, are thinking or how they're showing up in the world. It's really not. But to get back to your question, I encourage women, dream up the life you want. I will tell you this, it's the partner you pick that matters most. Here's my advice then. Don't pick someone like Harrison. I have a wonderful husband, and he's Catholic. He's not like that. And thank God there are nice men in the world who are willing to support both sides of women, the maternal side, the many sides, I should say, the
I
professional
love
side and
that.
more. That's the challenge. You got
And
to find your person.
that's how I want to end this entire thing because his speech sadly encapsulated everything you're talking about, being boxed in as a woman, as a Catholic, as a liberal. I posted a part of my episode yesterday to social media saying, I by no means agree with this guy, but let's take into consideration he's a Catholic at a Catholic college. Like, it's par for the course. And I was getting called, oh, you're an Sonny, you know me, the people who listen to my show. I'm certainly not a wokey wokester liberal. by any means. And people are like, they'll put you automatically in camp. Oh, you liberal, you can, you, why is this answer? You can't handle anything of what you don't agree. Like, you're just automatically put in a box. And all that goes to say, for me being sometimes with topics like this that are, I'm so passionate about. I don't know if you find this with your show, and that means so much to me, and that are my livelihood. It's like, how do I even put this into words? Because it's like, where do I even begin, right? Being someone who is so passionate about being a woman and all of the things that we can achieve and strive to be, and the multifaceted, dynamic, dimensional people that we are and what we offer. But I'll say this, it got me thinking about, even from my own experience, my boyfriend and I, and he's very much, he's everything you described, like go for this, biggest advocate. And he and I, we have to work out things, right? And he said to me multiple times, he said, if it comes down, and this is again me, someone who does fantasize about and want and prioritizes having a family down the line, right? In addition to what I build in my personal career. But he said to me many times, if it come, I know you, and if it came down to making things work out with us and having that family and all that, or achieving your goal and your dream and what you want to bring into this world and accomplish in the world, I know that you would choose the latter. And he doesn't even say it in a judgmental way. That's how much he loves me and advocates for me and gets it, right? So again, that's just me. But I really, like I said, at the end of the day, I want women to feel like they can go and be mothers. That's if that is their purpose and that's what brings them fulfillment. But I also, you know, they can go and I want them to feel inspired to be thinkers and leaders and entrepreneurs and scientists and engineers and doctors and lawyers, like all of these things. So for me, Sunny, this is kind of cheesy, but it's like, you're the embodiment. I'm so glad that I had you on today to talk about someone who is not only intellectually and, you know, religious and what you practice and what you live out in your day to day, but like always striving to be all of those things. It doesn't have to be in a box. It doesn't have to be, you know, one thing or the other. And so thank you for being like the walking embodiment of that. And that's what I
That's very
really want to
sweet.
leave women and men with, of being all things that you
Yes,
want to be.
let your women be who they want to be. And I reflect those same compliments right back to you. And I think supporting and uplifting women who show us all the different ways we can choose to live. And thank God we're in a free country, right? That's where it's
Yes, where we
at.
can't
That's where it's
exactly.
at. Yes.
Amen.
And
Amen
you
to
know,
that, church. Amen to that, Sunny.
I'm starting my own religion.
I
Yeah.
happily, I would sign up. I would
I
sign up
love
for
it.
that.
You're
But
great,
yeah.
Taylor.
And you know what's so crazy too, Sunny? Last kind of thing on this is like, it kind of reflects your sentiment too, but you hear a lot of women who like go on to accomplish so much in their career and then they went ahead and like became mothers or like go back
Yes.
and forth and all that. And that's where it's at too, I
It is.
think.
And I will say this, just as sort of a parting thought, as someone who was, I was never hesitant per se about motherhood, but I certainly didn't prioritize it as something that I needed to accomplish in my 20s or even early 30s. I was very go with the flow. I will say this, the world needs women. The world needs our multidimensionality. It needs our empathy. It needs our nuance. It needs our love and nurturing. And there are qualities so intrinsic to the female experience and particularly to the motherhood experience that unlock a whole new level of care and compassion for the world. Like literally, there's nothing else you could do that would make you care more about the future than becoming a parent because all of a sudden it's personal. So I encourage the women who are out there and listen, if motherhood is your highest calling, I send you all of the love and blessings. But if that motherhood could be intertwined with a profession or a position that could also bring some of that much needed nuance and empathy and care that we have as mothers into the world, then I encourage that even further because there is a superpower that we have as women. And
Oh,
that's the world I want. That's the world I want
yeah.
is where we have more influence on the policy
Yeah.
and the direction of
Yep.
things. Because I think that's where ultimate peace and success is at. I think we're the portals for that. That was so
It's
preachy,
so
but I
true.
believe
And
it.
no, it's true. And I personally, I always say this, like, I can't wait for that day. I can't wait to become a mom because I think it's going to allow me to tap into a part of being a woman and a human being that I never would have even gotten had any understanding of. Like, I think it's just going to open up a whole new dimension to existence, and I can't wait for that. But in the meantime, I'll say, like you said, if you see a Harrison Butker, if you're not about this, you know, sermon he gave. If you see a Harrison Bucker on your Hinge or your Tinder, girl, just swipe.
Just swipe. There you go.
Just swipe. Just swipe away.
We don't have to date or marry a Harrison. You know what? Harrison's not my speed. So, but if you love him, go for it.
Exactly. Sunny, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Appreciate you
Taylor.
Always.
It's an honor to be on the show. Thank you.